This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, your neighborhood Toyota store.
And welcome to the show. If you remember last week, I did mention that we were going to have a new sponsor on the show, Odessa, and they are a huge company right across North America, and they do the auctioning for dealers when dealers have a car that they might get on trade and they want to send it to auction, or if they're looking for a specific car they want to put on their used lot, they go to the auction, and it's a big business. And I was invited to go down to the auction and see a dealer auction, and it's very hard to describe. There's like 8 or 10 lanes of cars, and it's in some lanes there's two auctions going on at once. So you could have, you know, 8, 10, 12 different cars being auctioned at one time. So there's 10 or so auctioneers, and all of the people that are interested in buying the car are standing there and they're bidding on it. And this happens for 3 or 4 hours, and they'll move through over 1,000 cars in those few hours. And it was quite impressive to watch. You've probably never seen anything like it, and you probably won't because it's only for dealers. But what we're going to talk about today is the fact that you can take part in the public auction. It's smaller than the dealer auction, but the same atmosphere is there, and the same ease of selling a vehicle through auction is open to you. So to talk about how the auction market affects your personal life and what your vehicle is worth, it's so true that the car that you have sitting in your driveway is only worth what somebody is willing to pay for it. And a lot of times that's determined, or the majority of times that's determined at auction. So we're going to find out about how the dealer auctions work, how the public auction works, because this really affects your bank balance at the end of the day. Now, joining us today is John McDonald, the general manager of Odessa Richmond, and Mark Bergevin is the sales manager of Odessa in the Vancouver area. Now, guys, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for being part of the show, first of all. And maybe, John, you could tell us how much the car auction does impact people's value of their cars. It really determines everything, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure. Thanks for having us here today. It does affect the value of the car because of the black book values that people often refer to from what their vehicles are worth. It all comes from the auction. So across Canada, if you looked on the back of a black book, a hard copy, it would show auction locations, and many of them would be Odessa auction locations in Canada. So that's where the prices are all formulated, and they go into an algorithm and they get dumped out into a black book value system. And that's how it's all determined, by the actual auction values that happen at our place every single week. So it is it's a stock market for vehicles.
It's the stock market for vehicles. That's a great way to put it. Now, talk about Odessa, John. How big is this company, and how much influence do the auctions at your locations have on the marketplace?
Here in Canada, we're the largest auction in Canada, we sell about 250,000 cars a year at our auction locations in Canada. We've got 13 sites in Canada, and we've got 70 locations across North America. So last year, we sold 2 million vehicles at our auctions for North America, and that's online and in our auction lanes across. So certainly a large amount of the vehicles that are sold wholesale, and on top of that, we also have a salvage branch that's called Impact.
Okay, now Mark, somebody takes in their 2002 Honda Accord to the dealer, and they say, "What is my car worth a trade-in?" So from that moment at the dealer with the consumer, how is it determined what they're going to give for the value of that car? What does the dealer then do? Does he go and look it up online, or does he just know from going to the auction?
A bit of both, Zach. He often knows just because he's attended the auction, but Odessa has a market guide that's online, and so quite often somebody goes to that market guide, has a look online, checks out what cars are selling for at the auction, and therefore is able to determine what the value of that vehicle is to him. Because it may be just a little bit different to each specific dealer based upon what he can sell it for as well, or based on whether he's going to take it directly to the auction from the dealership right upon trade-in.
And there's a lot of dealers like OEM or manufacturers dealers, like a Honda store or a Chevrolet store or what have you. They get cars that come in on trade, but they don't want them on their lot because they might be too old, or they're not the brand that they usually try to sell. So what happens then? Do they call you guys and it goes to auction?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the options. They give us a call. We would then pick up the car right at the dealership, bring it down to auction, and then because we have three auctions a week here in the Vancouver market, we have an auction on Wednesday evening, and then we have our Thursday dealer auction and as well our Saturday auction. Again, the Wednesday and Saturday auctions are open to the public, so it would enter one of those three auctions, and off it would be sold to a new buyer.
All right. Now, John, so the fluctuations depending on how many of those particular cars are in the pipeline. For example, I remember, the Taurus for many years was the top rental car, and those cars would come off the rental fleet and then go through auction. Now, the flooding of the market with the Taurus back in the 90s or even the last decade would really impact the value. Isn't that true? Cars that are much more common, did they hold their value not as well?
Yeah, certainly it all comes back to really to supply and demand, right? So if the supply is greater than the demand, then the prices drop. So, yeah, depending on the model for the year as to what that looks like. So from the Taurus side of it, for the example of back in 95, 96 and the body style changes, then for sure the prices drop. But again, it's driven by what the dealerships can use those cars for. So from the BC market, we've always had the nicest cars in Canada, the cleanest cars in Canada, so our prices weren't necessarily as directly affected by that supply side of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if somebody listening to this in Manitoba or Calgary or Toronto, it's market specific, and that's really where that market in that province dictates the price, because somebody can look at, for example, the Black Book online, and they're seeing an average across the country, right? So a Mustang convertible on the West Coast is probably a much more desirable car in the spring or the fall than somebody in the middle of Edmonton, right?
For certain, yes.
Yeah. So how much fluctuation can there be there?
Again, it's very model specific, so it's very difficult to say. And even from the Mustang example, in the summertime, we've got the highest prices for sure. But then once you get to late summer, the Mustangs will still sell for more than what they would in Vancouver in Montreal.
Really?
In the Montreal market. As interesting that is, they love their Mustang convertibles. They love their Volvos. They love their Mustang convertibles. And a lot of them get shipped. They buy them in Vancouver, and there's train loads of them go out every single week. And they'll pay $3,000 or $4,000 more than what we could sell them for here in Vancouver.
Interesting. So in each different market, there's obviously, some places have more import mix, some have more domestic, and that has an impact on the value, right?
Yes.
So I guess if you're trying to sell, a very high-end car in some market, it's not going to fly versus maybe in Toronto it would, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More about ADESA auction and the public side of it and how you can take advantage of this, and then we're going to take some calls for the second half of the show next on Driving. And welcome back to the show. And our guest today is ADESA. We're talking about the car auction. And I wanted to, because we have this new relationship with ADESA, and I wanted to explain how it works to the listeners that listen every week, because it is so important. And I don't want to stress too strongly that I do want to stress strongly that the market is the stock market for cars is the auction, and it affects the value of your car. And when you go to trade in your car, the value is almost predetermined by the typical sales that happen at auction. Now, Mark, back to you. How quickly can the market change? So 1 week I take a car and it's worth $10,000. How quickly can it change from 10 to 8 or 10 to 11? Like, it sometimes could go up, right?
Absolutely. Depending on the season, for example, SUVs obviously go up a little bit in the fall, and convertibles go up in the spring. So the market can change quite quickly, and also by great amounts in a short time frame.
Like how? What do you mean? Like a great amount? 5%, 10% in a few weeks, or?
5 to 10%. If it snows, it can change by 20 to 30% on SUVs or four wheel drives for sure. Yeah, overnight it can change.
But don't people know that winter comes every year?
if they're really prepared for winter, they'd have snow tires on and all that other fun stuff. But every time it snows, there's
the stuff I talk about every single year. Get your winter tires on.
Yeah.
All right, John. Now, we talked about the auction and how it affects the value of your car based on the dealers buying and selling cars. They're either putting cars in auction or buying cars for their lots. Now, let's talk about the public side, because to be honest with you, a lot of people are not aware that car auctions are open to the public. They think this is a dealer-only club. You're not allowed to go in and bid on cars, but you do have it open to the public on a different scale. So explain how that works.
Yeah, for sure. I think some of that is a BC thing where I'm from Saskatchewan, and there's auctions for everything in Saskatchewan.
But that's a rural sort of base community. I think, you know, farming machinery and cattle, everything is auctioned, right?
Cows, couches, cars, absolutely, for sure.
Yeah.
So for us in BC, from an awareness side of it, yeah, people just aren't aware that an auction is available, and even because as an auctioneer, if you tell someone here that you're an auctioneer, they don't really know what you're talking about. They think of eBay, they think of online auctions, but not necessarily an actual live auction that's available to the public. So yeah, it works exactly like the dealer auction would be. It would work just as you talk about cows, that the market is decided by that auction that day. So yeah, it's available to public, and it's not actually that difficult. It's easier than people think, and it's far more entertaining, as you found out.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I mean, just go watch it all.
Yes,
And I the thing is, I went to the dealer auction, so I couldn't bid on anything.
Yes.
See, the public auction would be tough for me because I'm an addict. I'm a junkie. I like cars. And if I had my way, I'd be like Jay Leno. But I don't have his budget. That's the problem.
We can help with that.
Oh, yeah. John McDonald's the general manager of ADESA in Vancouver. Mark Bergevin is the sales manager. Now, Mark, to you, how does it work? Like, okay, so I have a car. First of all, describe the market that you're trying to get with the public auction. So it's people that typically are selling to one another, right?
Absolutely. So we deal lots with automobile dealers, and we're appreciative of their business for sure. But one of the avenues that we're trying to expand our business is just your average Joe trying to sell his car. So everybody on the street who has a car and they're trying to sell it, that's the business that we're looking to attract down to the auction.
So typically they would put, I mean, in the old days, they put an ad in the paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that store is starting to fade away now. The Auto Trader, I mean, now Auto Trader's all online. And then you've got Craigslist and Kijiji and all of these things. But you don't often get instant gratification, right? And what are the frustrations that people have tried with those and then come to you and say, oh, this is easier?
So one of those, again, the auction's an open marketplace. So we have about 17,000 buyers that are kind of 24/7 on the internet looking for cars, looking for products. So once you come down to the auction, we would post your car online, and therefore buyers would be kind of floating around looking at our
So they
inventory.
Pre-shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Pre-shop, so they would be looking. And then, you would just bring the car down to the auction. We'd give it an appraisal and come to an agreement on what the price would be. And then we would place it up online, as I said. And also, then again, we put it in a live auction where a live auctioneer would count numbers just like you would see on television or like you'd see anywhere. And it's really cool. It's very, very fun.
And it sells within a minute, right?
We like to say we sell a car every 30 seconds. So, yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
If you don't get the price, what happens?
Then the auctioneer moves to the next car, and your car remains still for sale and still on the internet in case, we do get a bite somewhere on it. And
Or you can put it back in, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes it takes one or two auctions to get the vehicle sold, but for the most part, we would sell your car, or hopefully we'd sell your car in the first kick of the cat.
All right. Now, John, I get a lot of calls here to the radio show, and people who listen every week know this, because I get somebody who says I've got that was my chair squeaking, by the way. Hopefully you didn't hear that. say back to the, I've got a 2003 Honda Accord, what's it worth, right? And, and how am I going to sell this car? Or I get a lot of people that say, my husband's passed away. I've got his car here. I don't know how to get rid of this car. What should I do? So now there's an opportunity. So say somebody calls you and says, this is the car that my husband used to drive. How much is it worth? Will you help price it?
Yeah, we certainly can help price it.
And you look historic numbers, right?
For sure, yes. And that's live. We've got as Mark was talking about earlier, about the ADESA market guide. So it shows the last 42 days of actual pricing of actual cars sold at the auction. And we can see it across North America for the pricing. So we can see what the car is actually worth. And again, because we're not buying the car, we're not saying, hey, listen, here's what we would pay for the car. Here's what the marketplace is for that car.
And that's one thing I want to stress is you guys aren't buying or selling the cars. You're the middle person.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what about the liability that comes with the condition of the car, the mechanical condition of the car? Like, how can somebody who goes to auction know that the car is in good running condition, and what recourse do they have? Like, can you have the car inspected ahead of time? Say that 2003 Accord goes to the market, right?
Yeah.
Goes into the auction, and I'm interested in buying it.
Yes.
Can I find out ahead of time the condition of that car before I bid on it?
For sure. We've had people bring in BCA even to the auction site, and they can take a look at the car if they would like to take a look at the car. But we have full mechanical facilities available, so we can get a vehicle inspected and checked out.
Before the auction?
Before the auction,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
And some of the vehicles come with a mechanical inspection already. We call them an 18-point inspection. And then there's a buyer protection plan that would be a post-auction inspection, so it's if a buyer came to the auction to buy that 03 Accord, they can get it checked out before they take delivery on it, put it through the mechanical check, and then go from there.
So there is some peace of mind.
Yes.
You're not just buying a car blind, because
sure
you get this sort of impression that you see the car for the first time, and then it goes across the block, and you've been on it, you know, buyer beware. There must be some that you put on that are just as is, right? I saw that at the dealer auction. They sell the car as is, or you have some kind of recourse to look at the car to get it inspected.
If there's major issues with the car, there's nothing that would be able to just be sold as is. So there would be recourse, and lots of our cars already sell with factory warranties or still existing.
Sure.
Or extended warranties that were available in the car. And
those are the ones that people really want, right? Somebody's got a five-year-old car, and it's got 1 year left on the warranty. That's
yes.
peace of mind, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And we also have aftermarket warranties available at the auction. So once it goes through our buyer protection plan and gets checked out, then it can go on to those extended warranties, and people can purchase out of the auction as well.
Now, I've always said to people when they call into the show, you know, I want to sell my car, and I say, you know, the curb appeal is so important. How does the car work? So, like, I wash my car regularly. You know, I'm a car guy. I'm a bit fanatical. I like my car clean. I like it in good shape. And, you know, I'll get my neighbors will bug me, oh, you're washing your car. And I say, well, because when I go to sell it, I'm going to get all my money back, right? So a car that looks clean, that's in good condition, that shows well, typically is going to get more interest. So can you help a person get the car to look better?
Yes, for sure. We have a full reconditioning services available. So we have an ICBC body shop on site, a glass shop, mechanical shop, upholstery, everything that you want to do to recondition your vehicle, we can do it on our property. So
before it goes to auction.
Before it goes to auction, absolutely. And we're firm believers of that. We know for sure that clean cars sell. And some of our remarketing stats that we tell even our dealers is that for every dollar spent, nets a $2.27 return.
Really? So you studied that?
So, yeah, it's studied across North America. So we tell everybody that because we say clean cars sell. And it's true. It's when there's eye appeal, and if you were a buyer and you went and looked at it and it was a dirty car and the tires weren't dressed and it needed a windshield replaced, for the price that it is, there's a huge net return for sure.
So somebody, Mark, putting their car in the public auction, you should budget to make the car look right.
Absolutely, no question. Or the other flip side of it is if you came down to buy the car, maybe take the opportunity to have a look at that car and make sure all those things are there. Or if they're not, then we can certainly help get them put on before the car leaves.
But then you might get a good deal as well. Like you're saying, you double your money if you put the dollar in, but you're going to save that money on the other end. If you buy a car that isn't clean, you can then get it fixed and save some money.
Absolutely.
So it works both ways.
Yes.
So do you have more people wanting to buy cars than you have? Like you say, it's a market, right? So are there more buyers than sellers right now for used cars in the public auction, or is it pretty even?
Yeah, no, there'd for sure be more buyers. I think demand is high right now, and supply is lower than it would typically be. So for sure there are more buyers presently.
So there's a good time to go and try your luck.
Definitely a fantastic time to go and send a car down and put it into the marketplace, because it is the marketplace, right?
All right, John McDonald's the general manager of ADESA in Vancouver, and Mark Bergevin is the sales manager. We're going to open the phones at 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. If you've ever had a question about how the marketplace works for used vehicles in the auction, I have the two guys here that can answer your questions, and maybe just some general questions maybe that I haven't thought of about how the marketplace works. 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. More of your calls next on Driving. And welcome back to the show. And today we are talking about the auction and how it affects the value of your car, the used market, and how it's open to you. And, you know, this was interesting to me to find out about the public auction and how it actually works and you can take advantage of it. John McDonald's the general manager of ADESA in Vancouver, and Mark Bergevin is sales manager. And we're going to take your calls. We're going to go first to Andrew. Hey, Andrew, go ahead.
Hi, thanks, guys. Perfect timing. I'm trying to sell and have been for 3 weeks on Auto Trader, Kijiji, Craigslist, everywhere I can. 08 Kia Sedona EX.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it from Budget 2 years ago, Budget Fleet Sales, and it's got 97,000 K, and I'm only asking $13,000 for it, and I'm not getting any bites.
Okay, so it's an 08 Sedona, just under 100,000 kilometers. And so, by the way, Mark, he said he got it from Budget, the Budget lot. Would that car have gone through auction to get to there first, or would that have just been one of their cars they kept back?
They are a customer, so it may have come from auction, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is go ahead.
I just wanted to quickly say I just did the service pack 3, which includes the timing belt. It's detailed in and out, brand new brakes, tires, everything brand new. It's in great shape.
This is exactly what we were talking about in the first half of the show, is that you're exactly the kind of buyer that these guys are looking for, because you've tried the online, you've tried all of that, you've got a good-looking car. But here's a perfect example of a vehicle that maybe isn't that popular. The Kia Sedona is a minivan, but when people think of minivans, they think of the Chrysler Town & Country or the Grand Caravan or the Hondas or the Toyotas, but a lot of people overlook the Sedona. So what's your advice to him, first of all, Mark?
Sorry, I just didn't hear what he had it advertised for on the...
Yeah, what were you asking for it, Andrew?
$13,000
bucks.
And I've seen the same ones on lots for 17 and 18.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first recommendation would be to come down to the auction. We could certainly help you out. We do an appraisal. We're trying to have a quick online check of what that would be now, because as you could well imagine, all these prices aren't just floating around in our heads. But certainly...
John's looking it up right now.
He's typing frantically.
Auto Trader blew one out in Maple Ridge, private sale. There's not many private sales for any Kias.
Yeah, there is a bit of a shortage of, great used vehicles in the marketplace, and that's why it is a fantastic opportunity and a fantastic time to bring a vehicle like that down to the auction, because we have customers looking for them.
And the other thing... Well, go ahead. The other thing I was going to say, though, Andrew, is you're not just selling to somebody who is looking to buy a car. There's sometimes you guys get dealers that'll go to the public auction to pick up, like an 08 Sedona. It would be perfect for some guy's lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So as we look at the market guide...
Hang on a second, Andrew. We're getting the value for you here. Just a sec.
So as we look at the market guide, we have sold some as high as $13,750 and then down to...
$7,000.
Yeah, $7,000.
Depending on the condition and the number of kilometers, right?
Totally. That's why it's so important that we have a look at the car. We're able to assess the condition and what it looks like and just give an overall kind of view. Just need to have a clear look at it.
So what was your follow-up question, Andrew? Andrew, are you there? Yeah, go ahead. What was your follow-up question?
Where are you, and when can I bring it?
You want to get rid of this thing, don't you?
Yeah, it's an awesome question. There you go. Easy to find. 16179 Blundell. So Blundell on number 8 Road in Richmond.
Okay, why don't we just do the website? It's easier, because I think it'll be easier for Andrew to go there, and he can find the map and location, what have you. So what is the website? It's edesarichmond.ca.
Yes.
That's E-D-E-S-A, richmond.ca.
E-D-E-S-A.
Alpha A.
E-D-E-S-A, yes.
Alpha. A-D-E-S-A.
So A-D-E-S-A. I'm getting my E's in my... That's my dyslexia kicking in, guys. I told these guys before the break, I can't spell. That's why I talk on the radio. All right, there you go. All right, Andrew? A-D-E-S-A, richmond.ca.
Thank you so much.
All right, good to know.
We'll see you Monday.
See you down there. See you down there. Look forward to it.
All right, that's funny. All right. Problem solved. All right, Judy, go ahead.
Hi, I was just wondering, what if somebody bought a car there that was under $3,000 and had something major like tie rods, and can they buy insurance?
Do have some protection, right?
Certainly there's protection, yeah, for major mechanicals. So anything that would be a maintenance-type item,
mm-hmm.
We can repair there for sure if it's checked out. Anybody that purchases a car can get an inspection done on the car after they bought it. So if it's a $3,000 car, typically, again, as we talk about, that might be a $5,000 or $6,000 car in a lot. So you need to be prepared to spend a little bit on the maintenance side of it, and maybe it's brakes, maybe it's something else. But if you're concerned, you just need to get a car checked out before you take delivery on it. And then mechanicals are unavailable. So if it's tie rods or brakes or something that's minor, then, yeah, you can get it repaired there. And if it's a transmission or an engine or a four-wheel drive or something that doesn't work, then there would be recourse on those cars.
So if there was a car that was really broken down and went through and you bought it and didn't really know, there are some, you know, ways
for sure.
You have, what do you call it, arbitration?
Arbitration. Yeah, we call it, at Odessa, we call it arbitration. So certainly there's no interest in someone driving around with a bad car or someone driving with a major issue. So certainly they do need to get it checked out. And so we strongly advise that because we do have mechanical services available and then the extended warranty. So once you buy it, get it checked out. If there's any repairs that need to be done, then get an extended warranty plan on the car.
All right. What's that, Mark? Are you going to say something? Okay, we have John McDonald, General Manager of Odessa in Vancouver, and Mark Bergevin, and that's A-D-E-S-A. Thanks to my dyslexia for kicking in there. We're going to take a quick break. If you have any questions about the auction and how it works and how you can take advantage of it, we obviously have somebody beating down the path to your place for tomorrow, which is kind of interesting. You're more than welcome to call 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. Next, it's the best price experience, and back to your calls on driving. And welcome to the show. It's time now for our best price experience. Somebody's experience using the new car buying service, Best Price Express. Now, the way Best Price Express works is you call or you go online and you tell them the car that you want to buy. And then they go on your behalf and shop. They work for the best deal, guaranteed, or you get your fee back. And the other thing is if there's any kind of incentive in place like 0% financing or a $1,000 factory rebate, you still get to take advantage of all of that, plus you get an additional discount. And the great thing is all you do at the end of it is go to the dealer, sign the paperwork, drive away. Now, one of the most important things to think about when you're buying a car is the upsell and the add-ons that are pushed on you at the last minute. With Best Price Express, there's none of that. You go in, you sign the paperwork, and you drive away. So today we're speaking with Kathy Cameron, who just picked up the 2011 Toyota RAV4 4-cylinder Limited. Now, Kathy, what was your best price experience?
It was excellent. Really impressed with the service. I think I saved close to $1,000 and certainly much better than I could have done out there in the marketplace. So very pleased with that. From my research that I did prior to talking to Kevin at Best Price Express, no Toyota dealers were willing to deal. You either accept the price they're asking or choose another type of vehicle. From a single female's point of view, I like the fact that I was taken care of. It took one phone call. Kevin made the arrangements. I knew who to go to and who to see. It's just an ideal way to shop. I think anybody and everybody would benefit from it. It's an excellent service. I like the fact that I was taken care of. It felt good to make a phone call, have a contact person who was both friendly, knowledgeable, and able to put together everything I needed. The process was streamlined. I knew who to go to. Everything was organized. And it was such a great, easy transition from start to finish.
All right, that's Kathy. You just picked up a brand new 2011 Toyota RAV4 Limited. As you heard, it simplifies the whole process. That's one of the things that I can't stress enough, and you save money on top of that. As you heard, no deals were to be had, but at the end of the Best Price Experience, there was money in Kathy's pocket. If you want to find out more, go to bestpriceexpress.ca. bestpriceexpress.ca. Okay, we're talking about car auction, a public auction at Odessa, and how you can take advantage of it. Now, Mark, I'm going to put you into work here. I'm going to give you 91 Neon. Start your auction.
All right, what are you going to give 91 Neon here? Let's get a buy. Who can give them? 5,000, 4,000. What do you give there? $500, 600. I'm going to bid, 500 bid, 6 years, 7 to go. Thank you to beat, no 9. I'm going to beat 100, no 9. And $1,000 to buy. And one, sold, $900.
That's crazy.
Hey, John, I'll give you an even trickier car, one of the ugliest ever made, and I'll give you a 95 Pontiac Aztec, and away you go.
Oh, yeah, here it comes. All right, who's going to buy them? Got to be a collector piece maybe then. Who's going to buy them? Thankfully, they don't make them anymore. All right, get them on the used gun. Who's able to get 5,000? Able to get 5, able to get 5, able to get 5. How about 3, 2,000, 15, 16, 17, able to be 1,800, able to 19, 22, able to be 221, 21, 22. At two, it'll be 300. Able to get 23. 3, it'll get 2,300. Able to get 23. Able to get 3. Able to get this. So, 2002, you bought her. 2002. Bergevin's the buyer. He's smiling all the way.
Why? You know, I've watched auctions on TV, and now I've been to your auction live. What's the thought process? Because when you're in your zone, right, you're actually slowing it down a little bit for the radio here. But is it just to get excitement about the car? Is that the whole point of the fast talking auctioneer?
I think it's to create energy. And I think originally it was the idea was to move through with speed. So you can go through many items very, very quickly. And then it creates excitement and enthusiasm and just keeps entertainment. Really, it's like an entertainment.
You guys, you're in showbiz.
You bet.
Did you ever use it in your personal life?
Always.
I always try to sell my kids. The kids, get rid of
kids. All right, get your shoes, get your coat on, let's go. We're going to soccer.
No, I tell them more like, get rid of them, get rid of them.
All right, we're going back to the phone board, and we say hello to Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was just wondering, I'm looking for a fairly good used car, and it's between a 91 Buick Regal Limited with a sunroof and 3.8 motor. And or a Honda Accord, a Honda.
It's catching a Honda Accord.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You got it now. And it's still it's a 91 too, and it's probably got a smaller motor, probably 3.6, and no sunroof. They both have about 81,000 kilometers on. So which would be the best deal, and how much should they both be?
Well, so you're looking to buy and figuring out what you should pay.
Yes.
Now, can you give? Now we're talking about the auction here today. I don't have the numbers in front of me. What I'm going to ask Mark and John is, so anybody who's looking to buy a car, is there a way they can get value, a rough evaluation on that vehicle before they go in? Like, say you had a car like a 91 Accord with 80,000 kilometers on it. Like, how do you know how much to bid on it?
Well, there's really a couple of ways. One, as everyone knows about the Black Book side of it, is certainly it's a gauge. Again, it's certainly not exactly what the car would be worth today. But it's an easy gauge, and then the other side would be to look in the paper to see what those cars
and
are
online
selling for.
And see what thing. Yeah, and the thing is, I know that from the public site, from the Black Book site, is that they don't go back that far, right?
Yeah.
So if I was going to give my advice to Sarah, if I was looking at either the two cars, the first thing you want to do is to get them both looked at. If you're serious about them, which one's in better mechanical condition? When you're buying a 20-year-old car, what you're really buying is the history of the car, the condition of the car, and what's the car. Which one, from a mechanic's point of view, is going to give you the best service for your money. So a 20-year-old car, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, even though it's got 80,000 kilometers on it. So if you're going to be buying a used car, you have to get it inspected, and you have to get a basic baseline for what the condition of the car is. So that's my advice to you, to say the Honda is automatically better because it's a Honda. After 20 years of service, it might not have been maintained as well as the other car, which is a domestic. So that's really what it comes down to when you're buying a 20-year-old car. Joe is next. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Hi there. I've been having real troubles getting rid of what I thought would be a rare Mercedes 1990 CE. I've tried everything. I've tried Craigslist. I've tried posting ads, Auto Trader, taking it into dealerships. But it's in mint condition, and I figured it would be probably an easy thing to sell. I was wondering what I would have to go through and how I'd figure out, you know, to use their Odesso services.
All right, so what do you think, guys? A 90 Mercedes CE, and just so we know, the CE was the coupe version of the E-Class, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's
yeah.
The two-door version.
And I got to tell you that vintage of E-Class Mercedes was probably one of the best-made cars. It's built like a truck. It's like a solid piece of granite, right? It's a very sturdy car, but you're talking about a car that a lot of people aren't looking for. They're not looking for a 21-year-old Mercedes, but somebody out there is going to want that car. So what's your advice, John?
Get in his car, turn the key, and drive it to Odessa Richmond.
Yeah, so their advice is to get it to the auction because how many people are looking at the cars every week, Mark?
70,000 people are registered with us online, so they look through. And we get hundreds of people weekly at the auction as well.
So, you know, it's not an easy car to market if you're just going to go and put it on Craigslist or Kijiji. But who, for example, what 21-year-old Mercedes that's in good shape, what kind of person would be interested in that? Is it? Could it be anybody?
Oh, it could be anybody for sure. Somebody might want it because they like the older style car. Maybe somebody just wants a fancy car to drive around and can't afford the new one. And it could also be a dealer that sells that type of vehicle, or maybe he had really good success in the 2000s selling those kind of cars, and just from nostalgia, he'd want to purchase the car. So,
yeah.
Again, that's why bring it to the market, and then you bring all of those people together, and they'll put a price on the car.
Yeah, and the good thing is, Joe, is it sells quickly, and you get a certified check, and you go away with your money. And if it doesn't go through, you try it again the next public auction, right?
Exactly.
Does that sound interesting?
That sounds great. I was wondering if I should hold on to it for the winter time, or should I bring it in the springtime? Would that type of car really matter what time of the year I would bring in it?
It's not a convertible. It's a coupe.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Does it matter?
No, it wouldn't really matter. No, for
because if you think about it, once you go past the new year, it's now 1 year older.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
Okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
All right, guys. Anytime. We're going to go next to Martin. Hey, Martin, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. I have a 2010 Toyota Matrix with a convenience package that I lease.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get a bigger vehicle now. And I was wondering, do I have to offer an incentive for someone to take over my $300 a month lease payment?
This is something that, you know, there's another feature we have on the show regularly called, you know, the Lease Busters, real life, real lease story. It's about somebody who's had a vehicle under lease and then they try to get rid of it. That's probably something you should do through leasebusters.com, because what you're doing is that you're not selling. You can't sell the car because you don't own the car. You're leasing it from Toyota Canada or the Toyota financial arm, and it's going to be in your name once you pay it out, right? So you're under contract with them to pay several hundred dollars a month to drive the 2010 Matrix. If you want to get somebody to take over that lease, the best way to do it is to go to leasebusters.com, and they'll take over. They'll help you get somebody to take over that lease. The only other way to do it is to buy the car out, which is to say, okay, what's the value of the car today? What do I owe on it? Say it's $16,000. You carve them a check for $16,000, then you sell it privately. But really the best way to do it is to get somebody to take over that lease.
Right.
Okay? So it's not something for an auction. An auction is something is if you own the car outright and it's in your name, then you can send it to auction, but you can't send a lease car to auction.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that Toyota, yeah, they said the same thing as you, that I could buy it out as well, or somebody else could buy it out.
But typically, the way leases are designed is that you have a payment at the end of it. But my best advice is to go to leasebusters.com, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, anytime. And that's a good point, right, guys, that, you know, you do have to own the car, and you have to show that there's no lien on the car or anything like that before it goes to auction?
Yes.
We do those checks, Zach, right at the auction as well. We check the car because one of the things that I think is important for a potential buyer to consider is that we do a deck search on the car, so we know of any declarations, accidents, or anything along those lines. So car proof, really. And then also check it for liens and make sure that the consigner is who he says he is.
That's right, and has title of the car. All right, with the last 30 seconds to go here, John, what's the best way for people to find out across the country how to use an Odessa public auction?
They can certainly just go to Odessa.ca or OdessaPublicSales.com or come to OdessaRichmond.ca and we'll reroute them to another auction. But, yeah, there's always going to be an Odessa nearby somebody. We're in every major city in Canada.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening this week. See, guys, the hour goes by really quick. Goes as fast as a car auction.
Yes.
Gone in 60 seconds. That's it for this week. I'm Zach Spencer. I'll speak to you next week on Driving.